오늘은 성교 헌신 예배입니다.
And today we're having this devotional missions devotional service. And all of us we are receiving the blessing of missions.
40년 동안 항상 생각하고
This is what I've been thinking and praying about for the past 40 years.
여러분이 이걸 항상 생각하시면 됩니다.
So you also need to always think about this.
지금 기도할 때마다요.
Every time you pray.
그리고 이제 확인하면 돼요.
And then just confirm.
하늘과 땅의 모든 권세 가지고 너와 항상 함께하겠다 그랬어요.
Jesus said, "With all the authority of heaven and earth, I shall always be with you."
이걸 지금 여러분이 믿고 받아들여야 돼요.
This is what you must believe and receive.
그럼 이제 여섯 동안에는 확인하면 되거든요.
Then during the remaining six days of the week, all you need to do is confirm.
분명히 지금 여러분 언약 성주 때문에 언약 잡으면. 귀신도 쫓겨나고 병도 치유되고 병든 자에게 손은 즉 나으리라 분명히 그랬거든.
Surely, when you hold to this covenant of missions and pray, Jesus also gave you the authority to drive out demons and also heal those who are sick. And when you lay the hand, those who will be sick will be healed. Because in the scripture, the Jesus who is seated on the throne promised that he will always be with us. Jesus himself explained.
마지막 강단이거든.
This is Jesus' last final pulpit.
딴 것까지 증인될 거다.
He promised, "You shall be my witnesses to the ends of the earth."
하나님 나라의 일에 대해 40일 동안 설명했어요.
And for 40 days, he explained things pertaining to God's kingdom.
이 기도를 지금 하면요, 계속 누리면 돼요.
If you do this prayer right now, and you can just enjoy it continuously.
여섯 동안 이 응답이 계속 오고 있는데 우리가 지금 놓치는 거죠.
The problem is that during the remaining six days of the week, the answers are coming, but we lose hold of it.
내 생각 때문에 놓치는 거죠.
How do we lose hold of it? Because of your immediate thinking. So you don't need your own thoughts. All you need to do is just do this prayer. There is a vast difference between just praying or just thinking so much. Because if you think too much, you have no choice but to cling on to something. But when you pray a lot, you will see something. That's what's important.
이 부분을 표현하는 거니까요. 응답이 오고 있는데 여러분들은 하나님이 조금 이래 문제를 가지고 줄 수 있습니다.
And the reason why I left this place blank is that sometimes God will grant you the answers through problems.
그러니까 여러분 세상을 대단하다고 보기 때문에 문제가 오니까 겁이 나는 거예요.
And because you consider the world to be so great, in front of the problems you feel that there is no answer.
그런 식으로 계속 자기 심어놨기 때문에 이제
And continuously, that's how you are imprinted with. That's why you feel very anxious when you see a problem.
빠르게 새로 시작하면 됩니다. 문제 아닌데, 요 통해서 응답이 오는데 우리는 자꾸 문제라고 생각을 합니다.
Quickly start anew because all the answers will come through problems. That's why there's no need for you to be deceived when you see a problem.
새로 기적돼 요 문제로 온 얘기에 살게 쳐다보면은 많은 정답들이 들어 있어요.
And when you see the problems, you will be able to see that there are many answers that are hidden. And we lose hold of answers because this is how we lose hold of the covenant.
때는요, 진짜 근본적으로 확실하게 해야 되거든요. 그렇잖아요, 귀인데.
If you are facing a financial problem, that's a great opportunity for you to truly start anew properly.
속이려고 하고 이러더라고요.
People just tend to just glance over things and just haphazardly, vaguely do things. There's no need for you. There's no need for you to get deceived. Surely, this is how God is at work. And all the answers are packaged with problems and in disguise of problems. So that's why Matthew 13, 11 through 13, Jesus, he packaged it with problems. In other words, Jesus concealed and all the answers because otherwise all these swindlers will come to take the answers away. If you just go and pray and all the answers are just on a windfall, then problems will occur. God placed these problems so that you can truly find these genuine answers. So do not lose hold of this.
이것 때문에 그렇습니다.
And usually because of John chapter 3, 6 and 11.
내가 중심이잖아. 창세기에서 이 마귀가 요걸 유혹가지고 유혹했잖아요. 네가 이거 먹으면 눈 밝아진다 이렇게 하니까 어? 이렇게 된 거예요.
Most people are deceived by John chapter 3 because Satan deceived the mankind saying that when you eat of this fruit of knowing good and evil your eyes will be open. Things are all revolving around you.
여러분 대학 가면 당장 뭘 가르치느냐? 나를 찾아라. 뭐 이렇게 가르칩니다. 얼마나 맞는 말입니까?
When you go to college, other colleges will teach you that find yourself. That it sounds good.
왜 넘어가는 겁니다.
And that's how people get deceived. There's nothing for you to find about yourself.
매력적으로 느끼지고 뭐 이상한 거. 어떤 아이들은 대학가 이상한 넘어가는 아이들도 있어요.
And it does sound very mesmerizing. That's why the students who go to college, they fall into it.
그러다가 영적 문제 와 있는 사람은요. 빠져요.
And people who do have spiritual problems, they fall into that problem.
앞뒤 말 딱 맞춰 하거든. 그 빠진다니까.
For example, people who listen to Shincheonji lectures because they try to make things work in between,
말도 안 소리 하는데도 그거 빠져요.
They fall into it even though they don't ever mention that Jesus is Christ. Why? Because of the already existing pre-existing spiritual problems. And then you want to go to overseas.
모르다가 가만히 뭐 그냥 마약하는 게 예사로 보여 그냥.
At first, you are greatly taken back, but as time goes by, it seems so normal that people are abusing drugs.
영적문제 있는 사람들이 많은 데다가 이런 걸 접하면은 사실상 영혼이 못 빠져나올 수도 있어요.
As there are these people who have spiritual problems, and with your own pre-existing spiritual problems, at a point that you have no choice but to fall and cannot get out.
선교할 때 제일 먼저 뭘 보여주셨습니까?
That's why first and foremost, when Jesus showed us about the missions, what did he show to us?
일단 제목부터 병든 자와 죄인을 부르신 예수.
So let me tell you the message title again. Jesus who came to call the sick and sinners.
잘 아는 말이죠. 그래도 우리 잘 응답으로 못 누릴 수 있어요.
Although we know this phrase very well, but many times we may not be able to enjoy this as our answer.
9절에서 13절까지 예수님이 말씀하셨어요.
It is Matthew chapter 9 verses 9 through 13. This is what Jesus said.
아주 아주 잘 아는 성경이지.
You know this Bible verses very well.
교회 몇 년 다니거나 하는 사람은 누구나 아는 성경.
This is a scripture, the passage that if you've been coming to the church, then you will know.
그러나 쉽지 않습니다.
However, it's not easy.
왜 이게 쉽지 않는가 하니까.
The reason why it's not easy is this.
대부분 사람들은 성공자를 찾지. 이 사람은 왜 찾습니까?
Because majority of people, they look for those who are successful. They don't call those who are sick and sinners.
선한 마음으로 이렇게 하지. 진짜 내 인생을 그럴 이유는 없잖아요.
People do want to encourage those who are sick and those who seem to be sinners, but you don't want to stake your life for them.
그리고 오늘 본문에 바리새인들이 비난한 거예요.
That's why even in our today's scripture reading, the Pharisees, they criticized.
여러분은 예사로운 얘기지만 그 엄청난 얘기거든요. 어떻게 해서 너희 선생님은 저런 죄인들하고 밥 먹냐 이랬잖아요 본문에요.
Even though you may take this lightly, but in the scripture reading, the Pharisees they criticize Jesus, saying that why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and the sinners and those who are sick? And Jesus came to heal those who are sick and call the sinners.
통 성공하려고 하는 사람들 밖에 나와 뛰어야 됩니다. 이게 뭐 눈에 보입니까? 뭘 해야지 이런 상황이 된단 말이에요.
People who are very ambitious, who want to be successful out in the world, they don't see this because they want to get things in order to become successful.
근데 참 성공자라면 할 수 있습니다.
However, those who are truly successful can do this.
누굴 찾아갔습니까?
Who did he come to visit?
세리를 찾아갔습니다.
Jesus went to the tax collector.
찾았어요.
Jesus went to see a tax collector.
맞잖아요. 근데 예수님 직접 세리 찾아서
In other cases, all these people came to Jesus, but Jesus went to that tax collector.
지금은 전국 세계에서 세무사 이러면 지식인들인데 이때는 그게 아니에요.
These days, certified accountants, they seem to be very experts at tax, but back then, those are very disregarded.
공무원이에요, 지금은.
So for example, these days, people who are handling tax, they're public servants.
기부하는 공무원은 아니에요. 세무서 왔다 이렇게 하면 조금 겁을 내죠.
Even these days, actually, those who are tax-related public servants, if they come to your house, you're not so welcoming them.
여러분 어른들은 아시겠지만 렘넌트 잘 모르죠. 이스라엘이 로마에 속국돼 있었단 말이야.
So adults may know, but the Romans may not know at the time that Israel was colonized by Rome.
로마 사람들이 머리를 딱 쓴 거예요.
So that's why the Romans, they use their wits.
장난을 잡아먹고 딱 보니까 방법이 없단 말이에요. 세금을 받아야 되는데 방법이 하나밖에 없어요.
After invading all these countries by colonizing them, they wanted to get money from them, but there was only one way.
말하면 동네에 불량한 사람들을 모으는 겁니다.
In other words, Roman government, they called all these gangsters of the town.
그럼 간단하죠, 방법이. 말 안 들으면 죽인다, 딱 하고요. 말 들어, 이렇게 하고는 세금을 이끌어라.
So they, in other words, used force. They threatened the people to get taxed.
얼마까지는 그둬서 로마에다가 넣어라.
So up to a certain portion, you have to gather and give it to Rome.
얼마를 불러가 조금 더 불러서 네가 그거 가지고 생활해라.
And you can actually inflate the amount that you are required to collect.
자기 부르면 자유예요.
Then you can get the remainder. So in other words, it was their liberty to inflate the amount. So that was how it was done back in those days.
돈 버는 걸 눈치챘다 말이야. 당신 세금을 얼마를 내라 이렇게 얘기합니다.
So let's say that I've met this person and I know how much this person is making. Then I'll tell this person, give this much.
2천만 내라 이렇게.
So for example, if I have to give Roman government about $10,000, then I'll say, give me $20,000. If you don't give to me $20,000, then I'm going to call you off. If you're very close to the person, then you will deduct the amount or give some discount. Or if there's a person who is offending you so much and make you feel very upset, then you will inflate the amount much more. Like, for example, $30,000. So who will ever like this kind of tax collector? But Jesus called this tax collector.
그걸 물으니까 뭐 당장 바리새인들 보고 비난해.
That's why upon seeing this, immediately the Pharisees criticized Jesus. So can you imagine what kind of position and situation that Pharisees that this tax collector was at? He was running the errands of the Roman government and he was just, you know, snatching all this money from the people.
여러 가지를 하는 사람이죠.
In other words, he was just running all these errands as a working a middleman.
정말 지식인이라면 정말 전도자라면 이 사람들 찾아가야 돼.
True intellectuals and true evangelists must have gone to the tax collectors.
예수님이 병든 자 고치는 거 하고 찾아간 거는 처음이에요.
Jesus healed those who are sick and for the first time Jesus actually went to a person.
마태.
Jesus went to Peter. Jesus went to Matthew who was a tax collector.
예수님께서 오늘 이런 강의 들은 대로요. 선교하는 여러분들이 참 전도자라면 이 사람 찾아가지.
So now we're giving this worship regarding the missions, and just like what Jesus said, if you are true evangelist, you must go to them.
찾아갈 거예요.
If you are the people of true power, you will go to these people.
내가 말이죠, 우리가 막 내가 성공해야 되고 잘못하면 큰일 난다 말이지. 이런 사람들이 못 찾아가는 거지. 내가 성공자가 되면 못 찾을 이유가 없어요.
Oh, I gotta be successful. I have to be with those who are successful. Then you will not go to them. But if you are already successful, you can go to seek them out and call them.
내 동기 가운데 대학 동기인데 뭐 친하진 않지만 좀 괜찮은 사람이에요.
There's a classmate who was my classmate who wasn't that close to me, but he came to me and asked.
뭐 하는 거 하니까 자기는 자 산 속에 들어가서. 수준 있는 그 사람들을 모아놓고 목회한다는 거예요.
The person said, "Well, I am up in the mountainside, and I call those who are intellectuals, and I'm running my ministry." So I did go to this area where he was doing his ministry.
뭐 잘 되고 안 되고는 모르겠지만 잘 안 되겠지만 당연히.
Of course, it's not working well.
또 한 분이 인도 사람이에요. 자기는 엘리트들만 모아놓고 공동체 교회한대.
And also this one. Man from Yeongdo, he said that I call this community of elite and I just only share the gospel to the elite.
오래된데, 물론 잘 안 되고 있습니다.
Of course, the ministry is not working at all.
예수님이 원하시는 게 아닙니다.
That is not what Jesus wants.
예수님은요, 그렇게 해가지고 엘리트들 낚아채서 교회 이익보기 하고 그런 거 아닙니다. 이미 우리는 다 얻었는데요. 그 사람을 찾아 살려줘야 돼요.
Jesus never went after all this elite in order to snatch them to make some sort of a benefit for the church. No, we are already received everything from Christ.
잘된 교회가 단 한 개도 없는데도 굳이 창세기 3장이 나를 주장하려고 하는 사람들 많아.
Throughout history, never once that kind of thing ever worked, but somehow they on purpose they want to do John chapter 3.
많은 신학생들 후배가 올라오는데 생각 잘 하셔야 됩니다.
Many these juniors are rising up, junior pastors. You have to remember.
오늘 교육자가 되려면요, 나는 뭐 한다도 없어야 돼.
If you are a proper minister, you should not have your own plan of what you want to do.
하나님이 부르시면 간다.
All you have to do is, if Jesus calls me, I will go.
한다.
If the church wants me to do, I will do it.
없다.
I have no other reason or other excuse.
돼요.
That's how it should be.
3만 대 올라가서 속에 들어가서 굳이 하나님 들어가라 하면 들어가면 되는데 들어가라 하는 것도 아닌데 그런 식으로 교회를 자꾸 악용하면 안 돼요.
Do not ever abuse the church on purpose that you are utilizing and making all these things for your own advantage. Don't ever do that.
교회는 유광수 목사나 어떤 지도자의 한을 푸는 데가 아닙니다. 하나님의 계획을 이루시는 데입니다.
A church is not a place for Reverend Yu to just vent out all the things that he wants to do. Rather, it's a church that God has established for evangelism and missions.
예수님께서는 세리를 찾아갔다.
Jesus, he went to a tax collector.
아주 그 문제 있는 죄인들 그걸 찾아.
He was a sinner at the time. He was disregarded completely as the lowest of all the people.
진짜 복음이라면 그래야죠.
Because if it is a true gospel, that's how it should be.
뭔가를 하려고 하는 종교 같으면 가면 안 돼. 계산이 안 나오니까.
If it is about religiosity, then you cannot have the rationale because nothing is actually working out.
그 계산하면 안 나오는데 왜 갑니까? 그러나 진짜 지도자라면 가야 돼.
There's no rationale that can be in support or justify.
양반 문제 걸리는 장본인이요.
Because you see a tax collector that was stuck in the middle who was causing all problems. That's why you have to go to save that tax collector.
우리는 그리스도가 누군지 알아야 되는 겁니다. 그렇죠?
We must know who the Christ is.
오늘 일부에 나왔어요.
And today,
여러분이 신앙 고백할 때 그 길을 보좌화시키는 분이 그리스도시요.
It is the Christ who establishes you with the throne when you make the confession of faith that Jesus is the Christ.
여러분이 그 언약 그리스도 만나는 순간 내 개인을 보좌화시키는 분이.
And the moment that you meet the covenant that Jesus is the Christ, it is the Lord Christ who establishes you with the throne.
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
You must remember.
믿을 수 없습니다. 사실이니까.
Even if you don't find it believable, it is a fact. It's a truth.
문제를 죽는 거예요. 그거 어쩔 수 없는 일이에요.
If you don't believe it, then you will perish with spiritual problems, and you have no other choice.
필요하네, 말이요.
And what else do you need?
나는 그 목사님 이 동네 사람이에요. 그런데 나를 만나지 못해서 그냥 동기들 얘기 들어서 그 누구 누구 간다고 아, 내가 불쌍하다. 그 괜찮은 사람인데 왜 그러지 내가.
And it's a person from around this area, and I felt really sorry for him because, you know, we went to school together, and why was he doing that kind of ministry?
교회는 복음 정확하게 전하면 돼요.
Church, all it needs 그렇죠. to do is properly share the gospel.
하나님이 하시는 거예요.
Whether to a beggar, whether to the elite, it is 그렇죠. the work that God will carry out.
교회는 그 지도고 엘리트도 와야 돼요.
It is a church that must welcome whether you are a beggar or an elite.
교회는 왕도 예배 참석하고 하인도 노예도 참석하는 거예요.
Even kings and servants and slaves must come together in worship.
교회 가면 거기에서 보좌의 축복을 깨닫고 사람을 살리는 거예요.
And when you go to church, you realize the blessing of the throne, thereby go and save all the people.
이 그리스도로 말미암아 보좌의 축복 주신 게 아니라 드디어 세 가지가 해결이 됩니다.
And with this blessing of the throne through Christ, all of our three curses are completely demolished.
아무리 돈 벌어도 소용없어요.
Without this, even if you make so much money, it's of no use.
시간 번다고 고생하지.
You are just wasting your time away.
희망은 있죠.
And you just vaguely have this glimpse of hope to make money.
희망은 있지만 행복은 없습니다.
You have this wish somehow that you will make money, but it's just a wish.
진짜 행복한 사람들 그랬어요. 브리즈가 부부 같은 거는 돈 벌어가지고 뭐 전도자 싹 다 도와주고도 남았잖아요.
And people are stuck in this curse. For example, Priscilla and Aquila, they earn so much money to save all the evangelists.
아니 가이오 같은 사람은요, 바울과 모든 전도자는 싹 다 도와주고도 남았다니까요.
Person like Gaius, he helped Paul and all the evangelists and all the churches, but he had all so much of leftover. That's why you must quickly come out from this curse.
그래서 여러분이 기도 꼭 하셔야 됩니다.
That's why you must pray.
어떻게 선교해야 될까요?
How must I do the missions?
여러분은 죄인을 불러서 증인으로 만드는 거.
And you have called, you not need to call those who are sinners and make them witnesses. That's what it is.
아니,
This is a mission.
완전히 다른 사람 볼 때요, 이 멸망 무너진 자를 불러서 그리스도 알기 위해서 증인으로 만드는 거.
You see those who are in the brink of destruction. However, you call them and share the gospel so that they can become witnesses.
더 중요한 게 있습니다.
There's something more important.
마태가 예수님을 찾아온 게 아니요. 예수님이 마태를 찾아가셨어요.
It is not Matthew who came to Jesus. Jesus went and
그렇죠.
met with Matthew.
그렇게 해야 돼요.
That's what we need to do.
그리고 뭐 합니까?
And what else do we need to do?
마태가 너무 기분 좋아하니까 같이 집에서 식사도 했어요.
And Matthew, of course, was so overjoyed. That's why Jesus dined with Matthew at his house.
잔치를 불러요.
It wasn't just a meal together. There was a banquet, and people criticized.
종교인들은 그거 비난합니다. 뭘 그렇게 죄인들하고 너희 선생님은 잡수시느냐? 누가 우리 경상도만 뭐 희갈 들렸냐? 뭐야 지금 뭐 이런 식이야.
And people of religiosity, they are just making all sorts of criticisms that why sinners are you dining with sinners?
기가 찰 일입니다.
And really, it's just
예수님 그 집에서요.
Nonsensical.
말은요, 동참네.
And what does it mean that Jesus dined with those who are sinners? It means that Jesus made them disciples.
시간 없어요. 간단하게 이야기하겠습니다. 이 세리 마태가 뭐 한 줄 아십니까?
Do you know what this Matthew, the tax collector, did afterwards?
로마와 이스라엘의 지식인 만 명 합친 것보다 더 큰 일을 만들었는데 이 사람이 마태복음을 기록했어요.
He did something that's far surpassing and exceedingly better than all these millions of all the intellectuals put together. Because he recorded the book of Matthew. And what is it, the work that we need to do? Call those who are sick and make them witnesses. What is evangelism?
병든 자를 불러 그리스도 이름으로 근원적인 치료해서 병든 자를 증인 만드는 게
By testifying Christ, completely healing those who are diseased and making them witnesses, that's the missions. Why? Jesus healed the women who was bleeding. We saw that earlier on. And earlier this morning, that during the first service, Jesus healed those who are paralyzed.
예수님께서 벌이도 고치고 문둥병자도 고쳤어요.
Jesus healed the mute, and Jesus also healed those with leprosy.
귀신 들린 자 고쳤어요.
And even further, Jesus healed those who are demon possessed. What is the characteristic, the commonality of those?
병원에서 손 댈 수 없는 상황에 온 사람들.
They are the people that the doctors could not heal. Jesus healed them. Jesus.
이 말 무슨 말입니까? 우리 보고도 하라고 분명히 마가복음 심히 내 이름으로 귀신 내쫓아 손을 얹은 적 병든 자 나으라고 했어요.
What does it mean? That we can also do the same. Mark chapter 16. When you lay your hand those who are sick, they will get healed.
저는 이제 6일 동안 많으냐면요. 이 메시지 뭐 기도 쭉 하다가 응답 온 것만 쫙 확인하는 겁니다. 충분합니다.
And
요즘은요. 지금 코로나 때인데 배로 지금 모입니다.
And
역사는 나요.
I, during the remaining 6 days of the week, I hold to the word and I meditate and receive so many answers. And because of this COVID-19 age that so many people, a double of the number of people are listening to the message.
목사님, 코로나가 좀 어렵지 않으면 하나도 안 어렵고 우리는 더 많이 되거든요. 그런데 그렇다, 예, 우리는 더 잘 됩니다. 이럴 수는 없다가, 예, 막 이렇게.
And these days, I see that many people are asking, Pastor, isn't it hard to do the pastoral ministry? And I just try to agree with them, but that's not the case for us.
지금 우리 복음 운동하는 이 교회들 얼마나 대단하냐. 코로나 때인데 모모이에서 모모이지 모든 전도 활동 예산 굉장히 다 올라갔어요.
And
우리 교단만 그래요. 희한한 일이.
Isn't it very strange just our organization alone that we have much more surplus in our finances in our budget?
전도 선교 뭔지 알아야 돼요. 죄인을 불러서 깨닫게 해서요. 이 사람을 증인으로 세우고 병든 자를 증인으로 세우고.
And you need to know what evangelism missions are because what are they to call those who are sinners and those who are sick and making them witnesses? And making those who are discarded as witnesses.
인재를 찾아서 이용해 먹는 게 아니고 인재도 영적 문제 많아요. 그들을 고쳐주는 거예요.
And not taking advantage of those who are intellectuals because they have a lot of spiritual problems, calling them so that they can stand as witnesses. That's why what's the most important aspect of the missions? It is the courtyard of the Gentile. And it's a courtyard of children. That's what's very important in the Bible. And courtyard of prayer, that is healing. All the time, that was there for the church. You know these terms, but those have to become yours so that works to arise.
지금 우리 교회도 다민족도 많이 있잖아요. 저 사람들 여러분이 정말 이게 소중하게 잘 보셔야 됩니다. 무조건 끌어 당기는 게 아니고 잘 보셔야 됩니다.
And even at our church, we have a lot of people from who are multi-ethnic people. Just don't just try to do things that you want. Really help them and support them. You have to see clearly what they are in need of.
그게 다요. 뭐 여러분들이 이상전을 갈 수 있다고 생각합니까? 솔직히 못 가고 안 가도 됩니다. 왜 갑니까?
And do you think that you can honestly go to the 237 nations? There's no need for you to go.
통신 미디어 다 있는데 왜 갑니까?
We have all this telecommunication, all the media. Why do you go there?
깨닫게 하는 게 코로나예요, 지금.
So it is COVID-19 age that God is allowing us to realize this contact freeway.
우리 교회에서 잘해야 됩니다.
So it's very important that our church really takes care of those people who are from the overseas. Don't abandon them. Don't drag them to the way that you want, but really seek out the plan that God wants to fulfill in their lives. All these churches are making a nonsense. So this person from North Korea said, Pastor, I receive so much grace as I come to Yeowon Church to listen to your message, but I do have this worry. I feel so sorry because this other church buys me all the furniture, all the wardrobe, all the table, and even the chair.
당신이 은혜 제일 되는 데 가서 예배 드리세요.
And I told him, just go to the church. But what about my worship? Just go to the church that you can give proper worship.
이런 짓 하면 안 돼요. 사람 막 끌어가려고 이상한 짓 하고 아니면 또 방치하고.
So churches should not just try to attract people or just abandon people completely. That's not the organization what the church should be.
메시지 제일 잘하는 데가 임마누엘 부산교회거든요. 알아들으세요. 여러분이 하셔야 돼요. 정말 와 있는 다민족에게 하나님이 원하시는 게 뭐냐?
You got to understand this message correctly. What is that God desires of those multi-ethnic people who are already here?
이 말은 무슨 말이야? 렘넌트에게 하나님이 원하시는 게 뭐냐? 그렇지. 내 마음대로 키우면 안 돼요. 그렇죠?
We also need to apply to our remnants. What is it that God desires of our remnants? You should not plant in what you want. That's just the basics about the principle of education. If you raise these children according to my level, then they'll be raised up according to the year 1950 level.
하나님이 원하시는 시대를 살리는 수준으로 키워야 돼.
You have to raise them up to the level to lead the age that God is leading.
게임하는 극제 게임해. 그거 안 하면 안 돼. 그 할아버지도 아닌데 왜 안 해? 하고 올바르게 하라 이거야. 공부 똑바로 기도하면서.
And why should we stop our remnants from playing games? You got to play games. And while you are studying, also do it with prayer. If you just unconditionally try to stop them, then what are you going to do with our remnants? If you unconditionally try to stop our remnants from playing games, then they will lock up the doors and they will, in hiding, try to play the games. Don't try to raise the kids according to your own level. Raise them up according to God's level. It's so frustrating. Don't try to do what I want. Try to always pray what God wants.
아이가 와서 말해 너무 그 피아노 올가 손대니까 다 말하는데 기회를 눈여겨 본 사람이 있어.
So everybody wanted to just stop this one little kid playing the organ, but there's one person who paid so much attention to that kid, and he taught that kid.
음악실 바꾼 핸델입니다.
And that little kid became the greatest musician, Handel. So don't try to see things according to your own level.
2, 3, 7 다민족 막 쏟아질 겁니다. 우리 한국으로
You will soon see there will be an influx of people from overseas, from 237 nations. Really see with the eyes of God. Absolutely. Because with this, everything will be finished. Because Israel, they lost hold of these three courtyards. As they were trying to muster up their strength, they lost hold of these three courtyards. As they were trying to just do the charitable work, as they're trying to do the chosen people movement, they lost hold of this. They are all wrong. As they're trying to do elite movement, they lost hold of it. I'm not saying that intellectuals are wrong, but they are in need of the gospel. This is a devotional worship service. You need to understand this correctly. When you hold to the covenant, you will be able to understand. Lastly, this is our conclusion.
여러분들이 지금 해야 될 가장 첫 번째가 우리 렘넌트와 TCK들.
What is the first thing that you need to do? It's our remnant and the TCK.
이들에게 무슨 성경에 하나님이 기뻐하실 거냐 하는 거죠.
So what kind of missions must we do for God to be pleased?
이번 대학 설교, 대학 수련 메시지는 꼭 기억해야 됩니다. 제 이메일 메시지 아닙니다. 하나님이 감람산에서 주신 메시지가 뭡니까? 하늘에 있는 능력을 설명했어요.
And you must remember this year's World College Retreat. What did God give to us from the Mount of Olives? It is a power, heavenly power.
모든 렘넌트는 하늘에 내린 천재성 있어요. Heavenly talent, heavenly power, heavenly mission.
Every remnant has a talent that comes from the heaven. So heavenly talent, heavenly power, heavenly mission, you must hold on to them.
공부 다 잘해야 안 해도 걱정 안 해도 돼. 하나님이 위에서 내린 게 따로 있어요.
You don't need to be good at everything because there is a separate thing that God gives to you from heaven.
이번 대학 메시지는 렘넌트 다 참고해야 됩니다.
All of your remnants, you must hold to this year's World College Retreat message.
다민족이 있어요.
Secondly, we have these multi-ethnic people.
뭐 TCK도 다 다민족이지만 다른 나라에서 왔단 말이에요.
Including our TCK remnants, so these are the people from other countries.
이 사람들은 복음 안에서 뭘 깨닫게 해서 가야 되느냐? 이북 대학 수련의 메시지 주로 나올 겁니다. 영순이 되도 렘넌트 영순이 되도 경쟁하면 안 돼.
And what must we give to them before they return to their own countries? This is what I'm going to share during the young adults message. They have to be zero, top 0%.
렘넌트 읽으면 영순이었어요.
All the remnants were top 0%.
잘 모르고 있는데 우리 다락방에서 목사님들 깨달아 전도하는 거 하고 있는 거죠. 경쟁 수준 아니에요. 영순이에요. 아무나 못 따라해요.
Evangelism movement that all the pastors in the Tarakbang ministry are taking, are carrying out, it's no competition with other people. No one can be their rivals.
못 깨달은 사람 해보면 힘들어서 못 해요.
Because people who don't have the gospel, it will be very hard for them to copy.
깨달은 사람이 성경에 있는 운동이 다락방 운동이지 해보면요 심심해서 못 해요.
And people who have not realized the gospel, if they try to mimic what is done in the Bible, the gospel movement, it's very bland. It's of no fun. People don't find it interesting. And people just try to do something else. However, people who have the gospel, life power will be revived. Actually, the source of strength and power or life is always very strong. So remnants, remember, you're top 0%.
여러분, 엘리트 될 필요 없고, 될 됐어요, 이미. 진짜 엘리트 영적 문제 많습니다. 그들을 살리러 가야 돼요. 그러기 위해서는 엘리트가 돼야 돼요.
You shouldn't try to become an elite because elites have so many spiritual problems, but in order to go to save them, you should become an elite.
공부 잘하는 사람들, 살려고 하니까 공부 좀 잘해야 돼요.
In order to save those who are very good at studying, you have to be good at your studies.
여러분 공부 너무 못하는데 공부 잘하는 사람들에서 영적인 게 도와주려면 도움 안 받으려 하니까 도와줘야 되는 거죠.
If you're not good at your academics, then as you try to help those who are very good, they don't want to receive your help. That's why you should be good at your academics. Let's come to the conclusion.
이 축복이 이리로 가죠.
So this blessing will come upon here.
이 축복은 여세 동안에 응답으로 옵니다. 이게 성교입니다.
And the rest will come to you for the 6 days of the week as the answers, and that is the mission.
이걸 지금부터 여러분들은 3구사 이거를 받아들이는 게 기도입니다.
And starting now, doing 393, receiving it is our prayer.
이걸 보고 성령 충만이라고 하고 여러분의 신분입니다.
We call this a filling of the Holy Spirit, also your status.
이걸 전달하는 게 권세입니다.
Also transmitting it is also called authority. Really, enjoy this prayer. It's very important.
이번 주간에 여러분 하나씩 하나씩 체험하는 축복이기를 예수 그리스도 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you have this blessing of experiencing this one by one. Father God, we thank you.
언약을 놓치지 않고 세계 살리는 확실한 증인으로 세워 주옵소서.
May we be established as your sure a witness who do not lose hold of the covenant.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.